You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Dean Vickerman's been good enough to join me. Melbourne United coach, probably the last thing he wanted to do this morning was have a chat on radio about what went wrong on the weekend. But I appreciate your time, Dean. Thanks for coming on the show. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
How many times have you watched it back?
Well, I think any time you pick up your phone, you kind of see that shot a fair bit. But, we did a lot of good things and keep putting ourselves in winning positions the last two games, and we just got to close them out.
So do you look at the positives? Do you reinforce them this week in the lead-up to Thursday and not go so hard on the negatives? Because there are so many positives. I mean, you've had two games won, you've lost.
Yeah, and I think down there, obviously we were up 15, but, they made their run back. And, to have, the ball with down one with 33 seconds and an out-of-bounds play down there. And so we should have got two possessions to try and win it. And then the other night, really just to, get the ball in bounds a couple of times and shoot some free throws, and we should have won it. So, we're really close. But I think our review today, we just went through our defense and, there are a lot of errors that we still made. So I think if we can, tidy that up, and a lot of those are, recognizing three-point shooters, they shot it well, but we allowed them to, and just how we box out, they got too many extra possessions.
So, they shot it at 48% from three, you shot at 37%. Is that one big flaw? Is that a stat that you do look at and say, we've got to fix that?
It's more about the volume. I think when we've played well against them, we've kind of limited them to probably around 20 attempts from three. So, means the ball's buzzing around too much for them if they're shooting 33s, and to make 16 is a big number.
And they beat you by 10 in the rebounds as well, 48-38. Is that an issue for your big men to fix?
Yeah, it's an issue for everybody. Possession game in finals is so important. So, both teams took care of the basketball, but they just won themselves extra possessions by, the way that they rebounded. So, it'll be for us to beat them in game four, we have to turn the tables on the rebounding.
Everyone saw the McVay shot, Dean, but every Melbourne United fan and you and everyone on your bench saw the inbound that Dele had, and he played great. I mean, he got the go-ahead basket. He had 21 points, so he played a great game, and he's a superstar. But what happened? What went wrong on the inbound?
Yeah, I own some of that. The small ball group that we had in the game to finish off with Luke Travers at five and actually, no four guards, no real four man. So, the structure of our inbounds play, wasn't good enough. People were just in the wrong spots. So, I thought Dele got left with, not a lot of options where, should have been at least four good options for him to throw to. So, we tidy that one up and, make sure that never happens again.
So you put your hand up and said, you should have called a timeout, changed who was on the floor because they just fouled you. So it was sort of like an in-play, quickly inbound just fouled.
I had no timeout left. So
that okay.
Was something they just needed to solve on the floor. But the only way I could have impacted it was to sub and make sure we had people in there that knew the play a little bit better. But yeah, reflections.
Yeah. Well, then the other thing is, I mean, once the turnover happened, you couldn't get set, so you just rely on your guys to actually get your defensive positions right when it comes to the McVay shot, as opposed to you being able to call a timeout and set everybody up for the last play?
Yeah, he couldn't, no impact there. You know, from the coaching staff, obviously Delhi picked him up pretty well, and you know, we weren't in a position. Obviously, there's a, you know, it wasn't a the foul bonus. There's all these information to say, you know, what's the foul count? You know, we couldn't make a foul because we were in the bonus. You know, we weren't three up, so you couldn't kind of foul and put them to the line. So it was just play the absolute best defense that you can, contest it to a high level without fouling. And so we actually did a pretty good job of that. He makes a tough shot, you know, one of the big grand final shots in history of it.
But this is why you're in it, isn't it? To win game 4 and 5 and bring it on home under some pressure.
Yeah, you know, we were pretty strong belief coming out of review today, just to say, you know, we made that many defensive errors, and there was, you know, we're just looking at our offensive errors right now that we'll show tomorrow. You know, we did a lot of things well, but we made so many errors that was just one step off. You know, if we can fix those, you know, we certainly believe that, you know, we can win this game down there.
Will it be, well, I don't want to put words in your mouth or, you know, invigorate some sort of rivalry again, but coming from the down that you're in now to beat them down there and then get back to your home floor, it's almost the perfect scenario.
Yeah, I don't know. You can spin it however you want. We're down 2-1, and we're going to their place, and they have home court advantage. So, you know, if we get the win and we regain home court advantage, I guess that's what we always wanted in a grand final series, is the opportunity to try and win it on your home floor. But lots of work to do before that.
Yep. Enjoy game 4, and I'll see you cutting the net down game 5. Thanks, Dean.
Appreciate it.
Dean Vickham, the Melbourne United coach. Got some good answers there. Just on, I don't know if you've watched the last 30-odd seconds of that finish. If you haven't watched the whole game, just watch the last 30 seconds. Too small on the floor when Delhi had to have the inbound. So a turnover. Then they don't have a set defence ready to go for the McVay shot. And he still hits one of the great shots of NBL history, let's face it. But they've done so much right, Melbourne United. And they've been in winning positions the last two games and just haven't been able to close it out. Up 15 in Tassie a week ago.